Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, how to start a business? Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. So we're going to go step by step on how to start a business. So the very first thing you want to do, and this is one of the most important things when starting a business, you want to completely separate your business from all of your personal information. That comes to your email address, your phone number, your personal home address. You want all of that information completely separate from your business. And I'm going to show you guys step by step on how to do so. So the first thing you want to do, you want to come over here, you want to set up a free email address, and you can do this with Google. So let's just say if your business is how to start a business. So you can just create a Gmail account, howtostartabusiness@gmail.com. So you want to make sure you have a business email account, so that way all of your business information isn't getting mixed into your personal information. So this is the first thing. I love Gmail. It's pretty easy. The app is pretty good on your cell phone. So you want to create that free email account through Google or whoever you want to, and get that started. So the second thing you want to do is get a business phone number. And there's two good services I like to use. So this one here, which is what I use for my credit repair business, this one is called Uma Office. I believe their starter plan is like $19 a month if you just want the app on your phone. But if you want a official office phone like this one here in this picture here, I think the plan goes up to about $35 a month, and it comes in handy. You can record phone calls. Again, you get the office phone, callback recording is just pretty helpful. Whenever people call, you can set a greeting, an operator, a virtual assistant in that phone call. So that comes in handy. A second one I like to use is this one here called Trusta. I use this for a second business that I own, and I believe this one's like $18 a month. This is just a phone mobile app. They don't have the actual office phone like Ooma Office, unless they have updated things since the last time I checked. Okay, so the third thing you want to do is get a virtual address. So a lot of people register their business with their personal home address. You really don't want to tie in business and personal, in my opinion. So I like to go down here to iPostal One and create a virtual mailing address for $10 a month. So pretty much if you get mail for your business or if somebody mail you something, it's going to go to a virtual address, which is 9 times out of 10, some type of storage unit place somewhere local to you. And you can just go there, pick it up, or you can have them mail it to your real address for a fee. Or they can scan it for a fee. So that's pretty helpful. So the fourth thing you want to do, you want to get started registering your business. You want to go to irs.gov and you want to create a free EIN number. You can do so right here. Just click that. And then you're going to come down here and just click apply now. So you definitely need your EIN number. That's pretty much your social security number for your business. You can't really get started with anything without an EIN number. And you get that the same day. As soon as you complete and fill in that information, you get it like 5 minutes later. So the next thing you want to do is come over here to your state Secretary of State website. Since I am in Louisiana, we're going to talk about Louisiana. So before you do anything, you want to search that there are no businesses with the exact same name that you're trying to create a business for. So if I want to create Sturgis YouTube tutorials, I want to search the state's website here and make sure there's no one else with that business name. So you want to come over here, search for Louisiana business filings, continue to search. And we just want to search that. But for example, let's just type in the word yummy. And I did this earlier just to make sure it works. Verify you're not a robot. So all of these people here has yummy in their name. So you can kind of see here. This one right here is already taken. And there's a lot of people with the word yummy in their business name. So let's just go to new search. If we type Sturgis. Course mine is going to pop up. So you can see all the businesses with the word Sturgis. Of course, there's Sturgis Credit Repair, LLC, Sturgis Enterprise, Sturgis Funding, Sturgis Transportation Services, all of that information right there for businesses. So you can just keep searching just to make sure no one else out there has your business name. So again, to get started with this, you want to go down here to business services, start a business, and you're going to be directed to the GoBiz website for Louisiana. So you want to create a business checklist. You're going to be told to go to GoBiz.com. You click that link. Once you come here to their website, you want to create an account. Once you create an account, you're going to be logged in here on the home page. Of course, I already have one since I have several businesses with the Secretary of State. And you simply just want to click Get Started. So once you're on Get Started here, of course, I've already have an account, like I said. So once I log in here, just give it a second. You can simply go to Get Started. So let's try this again. And here you go. Here's starting a business. So you want to reserve a new business name. Next. Start name reservation. It's going to ask you what type of business you're trying to start. LLC or whichever one you're trying to do. I'm not a CPA, so you want to definitely talk to the right tax person about which business you should create there. If you're in Louisiana, you can put domestic or foreign. If you're not in Louisiana, there's a $25 filing fee for this. And you just want to continue the steps here. You want to type in the name you're trying to reserve, type in all of your information, title. You want to put owner, sign it, and just keep clicking next. So this is like a three-step process. You're going to first reserve a name. Then they're going to email you back in a few days letting you know your name is valid or or is available, not valid, that is available or is not available. If it is available, you're going to continue to the next steps in that email and you just keep going through there. So after you register your vehicle, your business with the state, you want to create a bank account for your business. And I like to use two. Of course, when people first start with their business, they don't have a lot of money and funds available. So most of these business bank accounts, they want you to deposit $5,000 to $10,000 just to open that bank account. So Novo is one of the free banks that allows you to open a business account for free. You get your business debit card, you get your business checks. It's a legit online bank. So you can start that banking program here for free. There's a second one that I like to recommend called Bluevine. I personally have used Bluevine before. Again, you get your debit card, you can use it anywhere, and it's free to open. You can deposit your money, get your checks, etc. So after you create a business bank account, because again, you want to keep all of your personal and business funds and information completely separate. So after you open up a business bank account, you're officially done, you're ready to go. But before you get started, I highly recommend that you create a business website. Your business will not be established without a website. That is very important. You cannot grow your business without a website. You can't run your business on Facebook. You can't run your business just from calling. You have to have a website. So Wix is a good one that a lot of people like to create. You know, if you're just doing like a general service, Wix is good to just create, and they have multiple templates you can use to start your business website. If you are selling things such as clothing, if you want to start a food business and you just want a generic website to where people can order your food products online, or if you sell shoes or anything similar to that, you can start a Shopify account for free. And again, they're just like Wix. They have multiple templates you can use. Most of your business owners use Shopify. I use Shopify for my merchandise store. So Shopify comes in handy. It is very easy to use. They actually give you an email domain. So they're very highly recommended. So after you create a business website, You are 100% a business owner at this point. Once you have registered your business, once you have opened up a phone number, you open up a bank account, you created a business email. So the second thing you want to do with that email, you want to create a domain for your business. So instead of having yourbusiness@gmail.com, you want to have pretty much info@yourbusiness.com or billing@yourbusiness.com or support@yourbusiness. So for example, with the Sturgis Credit Repair business, of course, it's sturgiscreditrepair@gmail. It's the main email. But however, I don't use that for my customers. So I have several domains. I have, or not domains, I have several emails such as info@sturgiscreditrepair, billing@sturgiscreditrepair, support@sturgiscreditrepair. So you can come here to Google Workspace and create that. Once you're done with that, and those emails are $6 a month each. Once you're done with that, you want to officially put your business on Google. So you can come here to googlemybusiness.com. And that way, when people are on Google and search for your industry near me, your business will pop up and customers can leave reviews. Outside of that, I highly recommend that you get started with advertising your business on social media. So start a Facebook page, Instagram page. I think this generation use TikTok now, so you can use all of that information to kind of get started with branding your business on social media. You can get a lot of customers from social media, especially in this time of day. So that is all on how to start a business. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.